Om Shanti. In the series of Mera Baba, this is the Avyakta Murli of 2nd November 2004. All powers say, Ji Hazir, yes I am present to every order. Baba is saying, the children who follow every Srimat of the Lord saying, yes my Lord, I am present, I accept. They always say, Ji Hazir, yes I am present to every order. They say, Ji Hazir at every step. If you do not say, Ji Hazir, in following every Srimat, then every power cannot be present in front of you, the Lord, at every moment. If you follow the Father Srimat or orders only sometimes, then the powers will also sometimes fulfill your orders of being present in front of you. At that time, instead of being one with a right, you become dependent. So Baba is saying, in 2004, the children who follow every Srimat and who say, yes my Lord, I am present, I accept, Ji Hazir and Ji Huzur, they always say Ji Hazir to every order. They say Ji Hazir at every step. If you do not say Ji Hazir in following every Srimat, then every power cannot be present in front of you, the Lord, at every moment. If you follow the Father Srimat or orders only sometimes, then powers will also sometimes fulfill your orders of being present in front of you. At that time, instead of being one with the right, you become dependent. So Baba is saying two things here. Always say that I am present, and always say that, yes my Lord. So Baba is teaching obedience. Recently there was a slogan, I think day before yesterday, Monday, to be obedient yesterday. To be obedient means? To be obedient means to empty your mind of all the dictates of your own mind. To empty your mind of all the manmat is to be obedient. Here, two things. One, to say that yes, I am present. And second, yes, whatever he has told us to do that immediately. That is to follow the Srimat. That is to obey the Srimat. That is to follow the Srimat at all the times, at in all the conditions, at all places. Three things are there. At all time, in all places, and in all circumstances. To follow Srimat is to be obedient. If we are following Srimat at sometimes, not all the times, that is not being obedient. If we are following Srimat in some conditions and not in other conditions, that is not following Srimat. If we are following Srimat at some places, like whilst we are in Madhuban, that time everybody is so accurate in spiritual lifestyle. But the moment you go out from Madhuban, whether it is Laukik home, center, office, the lifestyle changes. You know, one of the human tendency is to make an exhibition, to show off. That's a very innate tendency of human beings. There was once a temple and a very small child used to go to that temple and he would sit in one corner and observe the priest of that temple. The priest would come every day. He would do all his aarti and other things of devotion and would go away. Within 5 minutes he would finish everything. But during days of festival, that child used to see, and it was that child's observation, that this priest is doing that aarti for a long time. This priest is lost in the contemplation of God for a long time. He is crying. He is in the stage of ecstasy. Because there are thousands and thousands of devotees watching him, seeing him, coming to the temple. Why this disparity? And it is not that this person is doing it it is a fake devotion. No, he is really crying. He is really doing that aarti and all perambulation, parikrama of the temple. All those things, whatever you do of idol, that everything he is doing. But he is doing with excess fervor, excessive enthusiasm, when thousands of devotees are there to watch him. Why? Suppose we enter Baba's room and nobody is there. We just sit for some time and we do yoga with lot of movements here and there. Okay? Suppose we are asked to lead the meditation. That is Madhuban system. Somebody, two people sit to lead the meditation. That time we are very much concentrated. We take care that not even the thumb moves. Not even a wink. We want to remain as stable as possible. It is not that our yoga is false, fake, phony, artificial, superficial, just for show, or we don't have love for Baba, or we are not doing yoga that time. We are definitely doing yoga. But when eyes are upon us, we are more alert. We are on stage, but Baba has also said that you are on stage all the time. Never forget that. Queen Elizabeth once went to one church. Queen Elizabeth went to one church and she was surprised to see huge crowd. So many people have come to church. And she was surprised and she said to the priest, I didn't know that people of London are so religious. So many people come to church every day. I was really not knowing about this. The priest said, you are laboring under a false delusion. These are those people who are calling me from last 2-3 days to confirm whether Queen Elizabeth is coming or not coming. Otherwise you see every day here, hardly anybody is there. They have not come to see God. They have come to see you. God is there always. The priest says, when I receive calls from last 2-3 days, I am receiving continuous calls. I even told them, I don't know whether Queen Elizabeth would come or not, but I can say that God is always there. You can always come. But they said, we have less to do with God. We have more to do with her. We want to see her. Or rather, to make a show off also. This is an ingrained tendency of human being. Inviterated tendency of human being. Which has gone somewhere in the grey matters. That we try to show off. Mahatma Gandhi has written in his autobiography, Shyness My Shield. That is the name of the chapter. When he was in London, he said, I did not know how to speak. Most importantly, I didn't know how to speak English. And that is why I would remain mum most of the time, tongue-tied. Whenever they would tell me to say something, I used to fumble. Or rather, I would find out means to escape that situation. But he said, this silence became my shield. And he has written one statement in his autobiography, very beautiful statement. Proneness to exaggerate or modify the truth is natural propensity of man, tendency of man, and silence is necessary to surmount it. It is a natural tendency. We tamper with truth. We try to modify the truth. Either we suppress it, exaggerate it, or modify it. We do three things with truth. What we do? We modify it. Or we try to suppress it. Or we try to exaggerate it. If we do yoga for 1 hour, we tell others that today I had a very powerful yoga for 2 hours. If we had this much experience, we say, I had a very powerful, big experience today. It is not that experience was not there. I am not doubting the experience. But the moment we try to vent it out, somehow, somewhere, it gets diluted. So this is a natural tendency, show off. We are discussing about two things here. Yes, my Lord, and obedience. Obedience at all, in all conditions. Obedience at all time. Obedience in all situations. It's not that only when we are here or when we are not there. For that only we were discussing all this. That when we are in Madhuban, we are more alert. So what to do to increase this alertness? Always to feel that we are in Madhuban. Always to have this set of thoughts or attitude that I am in Madhuban, I am on stage, people are watching me all the time. So I cannot become careless even for a moment. Even while sleeping, people are watching me, how I am sleeping. Even when I sleep, if somebody observes, they should see that yes, such a tranquil pose of sleeping, this way, as if a yogi is sleeping. Whether it is a sleeping, whether it is walking, whether it is talking, whether it is smiling, whether it is laughing, anything. Eating, drinking. All these things. Everything. Touching. Inquiring. Whatever. All these things should have a spiritual tinge. They should be colored by spirituality. So, obedience means to follow the order without a second thought. Obedience means full faith. Obedience means complete faith. In Christianity, there is a word in English literature which is known as doubting Thomases. Out of the 12 disciples of Jesus, this was one of the disciples, very much beloved of Jesus Christ, Thomas. But the word doubting Thomas means somebody who always doubts. If you are told, do this, do that, they will ask 10 questions. Always mindful of doubt, sanshay, Baba says. That is known as doubting Thomases. It is shown in Bible when Jesus tells his disciples to board the ship and they start going. He says, I will come, you go. The Lake of Galilee. And after some time, all the disciples see that Jesus is coming, walking on the ocean, on water. He is walking on water and coming. First they can't believe. They feel he is ghost or some trick of mind. How can a human being walk on water? I don't know how far this story is true, but that is what is recorded in Bible. And again, that is another thing. Because when Jesus was there, Bible was not written. It was written long after him. After 150 years, the four disciples came together and they wrote all the, something like that. 40 years, I think so. Or some years, that is also not unanimously agreed upon, the date when it is written. So, it is written much later on. So, but this incident is recorded. So, Jesus is coming, walking on the water. And these people say, who is this? We don't know. He might be a ghost because his face is not very clear. And then he comes very much near to the ship and he says, I am your master. Can't you recognize me? So then they see, it is Jesus, our master, Rabbi. Rabbi is an Hebrew word, which means teacher. He says, you are our teacher. So, but Thomas says, I will believe you only. You might be a ghost or devil, we never know. If you can make me walk on water, then only I'll believe you. So he says, okay, come, start walking on water. So Thomas starts walking on water. But while he starts walking, and he is amazed to see that he is not getting drowned, and he starts walking, but then there is a doubt in his mind. And he feels, this is some trick of the devil. The devil is making me walk on water. And the moment that thought comes, he starts drowning and then Jesus runs and pulls him out and saves him. And then he says one thing, O ye of little faith, hey kam iman walo, O ye of little faith, can't you believe me? I am telling you to walk on water. Will you not walk? Still the doubt? Is that your faith? Is that your depth of faith? Baba also says in Murli, wherever there is a faith, there is victory. Earlier they used to write a letter of faith. Baba used to say, write letter of faith. I don't believe if you just say I have faith. Write a letter of faith. Nishchay Patra. Then only I'll believe. Some people even gave with their blood. And then they took to their heels. And never came back. So, faith means absolute faith. There is no partial faith. Nishchay Buddhi means 100% Nishchay. There is no 99% Nishchay Buddhi or 50% Nishchay and 50% faith, Sanshay. Suspicion, doubt, nothing like that. All or none. Faith or no faith. 100% faith or zero. That is the rule. So, when Baba is telling something, you do this, our faith should be like that. 100% faith. If he tells you to jump, jump, knowing well that he will hold us. That much faith. In the story of mythological story of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu, it is shown that he was made to pass through so many dangers by his father, Prahlad. And most of the time he was fearless. He had a full faith that Lord Narayan would save me. He was thrown from a cliff. But he had no fear. He was made to sit in fire. But he had no fear. He was kept in a dungeon of, in that jail of, full with poisonous serpents. He was made to be trampled upon by an elephant. But he was fearless all the time. Rather, there is a very good event there. His mother would come to him again and again, would try to convince him, please, 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 agree to what your father is saying. Because I don't want you to be killed. So he is convincing his mother, please don't worry about me, nothing would going to happen. He is convincing his mother, look at his faith, the faith of that small child. He is convincing his mother, you don't worry about me. I know nothing would happen to me. That is faith. Nothing will happen to you. Your very hair is numbered. Each and every hair of yours is numbered. Nothing will happen to you. So, obedience, for obedience you require a very deep faith. For obedience, you also require a very deep faith in the machinery of karma. You also require a deep faith in the laws of karma. You also require a deep faith in drama. That whatever is happening, everything is beneficial. There is some benefit hidden, incognito benefit in every scene of the drama. But only thing is I have to pick up that. I have to see that. So for obedience, Baba has said two things. Ji Hazir, Ji Huzur. Ji Hazir means I am present. No excuses. No excuses. When you are told something, you do it. No excuses. If you start giving excuses, that giving excuses becomes the habit. Then habit drives you. Habit propels you. Habit makes you do all the things. So, no excuses. This stage that I am present, Ji Huzur, and Ji Hazir, and then Ji Huzur means yes, yes, yes. You said it, we did it. You told us, we have to do it. Rather than making any excuses. Because we think that probably he doesn't know, but he knows everything, how much you, what is your capacity. That is why he has given you all that. He knows that you are so powerful that you can pass through this test. That is why he is making you to go through that litmus test, that fire test, that acid test of life. Because he knows your power and he knows that you can do it. That is why. So, today's homework is write about 10 points on how to become an obedient child of Baba. How should we become obedient? And in what thing we need to follow him? Other, in what things at present we are not following him? Okay? So that is today's homework. Om Shanti.